Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for a sunny day today with a high around 70, and tomorrow sunny 60 to 65. We'll get the full details on our Tri-State Forecast coming your way in just a few moments. A suspect in June's Norfolk burglary faces new charges in a story by Bridget Ruthman in the Republican American. A man from Hillsdale, New York, awaiting prosecution on burglary and larceny charges after allegedly invading an occupied home in Norfolk in June was arraigned Tuesday in Torrington Superior Court on additional charges related to another burglary at a Norfolk house hours earlier. Arrested on June 9th, Dylan Fellows was searched by state troopers before being placed in a jail cell at Troop B in Canaan. His backpack, troopers found a checkbook and cash reported stolen from the Blackberry River Inn, 538 Greenwoods Road West. Police said they believe Fellows took a hammer and crowbar from the garage at Michael and Donna Adams' house along Route 272 on the night of June 8th and then forced his way through the window. He fled when confronted by Michael Adams, whose wife and teenage children were asleep elsewhere in the home. Unable to post a $300,000 bond, he was put in jail and held behind bars awaiting prosecution. On pending cases, he was delivered from prison Tuesday to be arraigned before Judge Chris Pelosi. Additional charges for the burglary, larceny, and criminal mischief. Fellows was captured on video surveillance footage at the inn. According to an arrest warrant, four doors were tampered with, and the door to the kitchen was removed from its hinges. A window screen was cut with a knife, and glass from another door was broken, according to the warrant. Represented by a public defender, Fellows had been evicted from his apartment just before the Norfolk crime. Vassar once again is seeking a lawsuit to force the Board of Elections to open that polling site at the college. 1 week before Election Day, the League of Women Voters and Vassar College student and professors filed complaints against the Dutchess County Board of Election and its Republican commissioner in order to have polling sites designated once again for Vassar College campus. The lawsuit filed in Dutchess Supreme Court alleges the Board of Elections Commissioner Eric Haight failed to comply with state law, which was enacted this year, requiring colleges with more than 300 registered voters to be allowed the option of having polling sites on campus. The college requested polling site be designated in August and provided locations on campus. In September, Democratic Elections Commissioner Hannah Black suggested having a public hearing on the matter, which Haight called premature. Both commissioners named in the agreement of the designation. No action was taken by the Board of Election to move the designation forward. The League of Women Voters also wrote to the county's board in September and was part of a group of organizations that sent a letter to County Executive Mark Molinaro and Legislature Chairman Greg Pulver on October 25th, asking them to take action. The complaint notes that two of the election districts, which includes roughly 750 Vassar students and registered to vote, are assigned to the Dutchess County Water and Wastewater Authority polling site, approximately a half mile away from the campus. The third district, which is a polling site of Poughkeepsie United Methodist Church, includes roughly 350 students registered to vote, is about 1.2 miles from the campus. The general election, of course, comes up Tuesday on November 8th. Good news in Great Barrington. People are rejoicing as a new Division Street bridge is opening. It's temporary, but it's back. In a story in the Berkshire Eagle, it's been more than 3 years since the owners of Taft Farms have been able to drive a load of pumpkins or squash across the Housatonic River on Division Street. For more than 3 years, residents had to make a loop around town to get from one side of Great Barrington to another. But now the cut-through is back. On Tuesday, the town's public works superintendent declared the now one-lane Division Street Bridge open for business. The bridge has stoplights at both ends and a pedestrian path on its north side. The weight limits for trucks remain what they were before the closure. The new span is temporary. It's unclear when a permanent two-lane bridge will be installed. That's on hold until the expected state grant comes in. The shutdown disrupted lives, especially those concerned to Taft Farms. While growing fields span both sides of the river, the town posted to Facebook the inaugural crossing by Paul Trzynski, whose father owns the farm and store. He hauled a load of butternut squash over the new bridge on Tuesday morning. Ruth Epstein has a story in the Republican American. Iran to Cornwall on Nosheena Ethan. She didn't think her life was that extraordinary, so when she decided to write a memoir, it would be just for the eyes of her family and friends. But when others heard of her story, they encouraged her to expand her audience to share her remarkable journey. Her book, Notion, a memoir, is making a woman's architect, recently was published, and she's held several local book readings, including a well-attended one recently in Kent's House of Books. The book is available, by the way, on Amazon. Town meetings going on in our area in Sharon today. The American Rescue Plan Act. That meeting is set for 6:30 this evening. Now, coming up tomorrow, a public hearing in Sharon at 6 p.m. The Board of Selectmen holding that public hearing on the petition submitted for speed humps to be installed on Hilltop Road. The hearing will be held at the Sharon Town Hall. At the hearing, interested persons may be heard, and written communications also will be received. Paul's Village. The special Board of Selectmen's meeting is being held today at 9 a.m., a discussion on potential grants from the American Rescue Plan Act. In Cornwall, the town report is coming up on November 4th at the Cornwall Consolidated School. In Kent, the Board of Education is meeting at Kent Center School. The regular meeting is tonight at 5:30. Board of Selectmen will meet in Kent with their regular meeting on November 3rd at 4 p.m. In Sheffield, a Select Board and Ashley Falls Historic District Commission virtual meeting will be held on Thursday at 9:30 in the morning. Congregational Church of Salisbury is presenting its monthly midday music and meditation on Friday from 12 to 12:30 at 30 Main Street in Salisbury. Falls Village Scholarship Association hosting bingo after a two-year hiatus on Friday, November 4th at 7 p.m. at the Lee H. Kellogg School in Falls Village. A bunco fundraiser for the Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary being held on Friday. 6:30 is the time the doors open. 7 o'clock the playing starts. Sponsored by the Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary at the firehouse in Sharon. All Saints of America Orthodox Christian Church is again holding its winter clothing drive, the event taking place on Saturday, November 5th from 9 till 2 at the church, which is at 313 Twin Lakes Road in Salisbury. Taking a look at other events going on in and around our tri-state region, the Grumbling Griffins Drama Workshop is being held at the library in Cornwall. Learn American Sign Language with the Grumbling Griffins on Saturday and Sunday, November 5th and 6th, 2 to 4 p.m. For more information, contact the Cornwall Library. An Arts and Crafts Festival at Berkshire South Community Center will hold its 7th annual Fall and Arts Crafts Festival from 11 till 3 on Saturday, November 5th, outdoors at 15 Crissy Road. The pre-holiday market features contemporary artisans, crafters, and other makers offering other items. The Midnight Anthem will perform live music from 11:30 till 2:30. Food Pantry Cupcake Challenge. The Fishers and Loaves Food Pantry, supporting families in need, will hold their cupcake benefit on Saturday, November 5th. The location will be at the Pilgrim House, 30 Granite Avenue in North Canaan. The Smithfield Church on Saturday at 4 p.m. presents the Bang Family Concert. More information at 518-598-8276. Veteran Storytelling Workshop live at the Ancrum Opera House, Friday, November 4th from 3 to 5 p.m., inspired by recent productions of Still Life by Emily Mann. If you want more information, ancrumoperahouse.org/community-events. The Sharon Historical Society and Museum announces the spotlight exhibit, The Life of Charcoal Annie. That'll happen at the Art Gallery at the Sharon Historical Society. There is a public invited opening reception, which is held on Saturday from 5 until 7 p.m. More information at sharonhist.org. And the Taghkanic Grange in Sharon is having their square dance and contra dance on Saturday, November 5th. The square dance and contra dance will run from 7 till 9 p.m. Bob Livingston will be calling for the square, circle, and contra dances. Each dance will have a walkthrough. It's a great family event. More information at 860-364-5373. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where they have a tapas menu, a regular menu, and dinner specials nightly, interlakenin.com. They're also on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybank.org on the web. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the day today at 32,635.20. The NASDAQ at 10,985 and the S&P 500 at 3856.10. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.